Welcome to the Unscripted Podcast. My name is Corby LaCroix, and the song you're hearing right now is called Great and Mighty One, available on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you get your music. But for now, recording from the Unscripted Studio, here's your host and my friend, Aaron Conrad.
Great Redeemer, God of grace, come receive our songs of praise.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Unscripted from my studios here in Hilliard, Ohio. We're redoing this podcast today because, well, the last one didn't work out so well. And it turns out that the host of that podcast, me, didn't do a very good job on the soundboard. And so poor Jonathan has to come back on again today, and we had to re-record. And so we're going to say a lot of the same things that he and I have already said to each other, but you all never got to hear. So Jonathan, can you introduce yourself and we'll go from there?
Yeah. When first time you told me that you couldn't hear me, I found very hard to believe, but I digress because I'm pretty loud. I am Jonathan Forrester. I have a lovely bride named Tara and a freshman at Reinhardt, Tyler, and a sophomore at Gordon Lee, and her name is Josie. And just, you know, coaching baseball for about 12, 13 years now, and have an opportunity to go to the Dominican Republic, and that's why we're talking today.
That's right. It's the season of giving, and like I told you last time, you'll have to excuse my accent, but, you know, we'll get through it.
Sure. I don't think they're worried about yours,
bro. Well, yours is awesome to listen to. It really is. So, yeah, we did come on today. It's season of giving, and I'm going to just move quickly through since you and I have already recorded this once. I will tell the quick story again that, gosh, I don't remember how long we've been friends now. 20 years? I mean, has it been that long? Is that too long to say?
It's been longer than that.
Yeah, I got to think it's been longer than that. Yeah.
98, 99, probably.
And the week that we recorded was kind of a tough week. It's really a tough couple weeks because two of the guys that the reason we met have since passed and passed way too young for two different reasons. But we were pallbearers at one of our friends' funerals, and there just wasn't a lot of seating. It was very full, which speaks to the character and the person that we were there for. But I'll never forget, and you've heard me tell this story already, but I'll never forget you made room for me, and I think we snuggled up on a chair. But no, you made room, and I think that was just, I wanted people to know the kind of character of you. There was never a, well, man, they're sorry, there's not a seat, you're going to have to sit somewhere else. You just moved the pile down the road, and we sat down in that chair, and it was important because I wanted, you know, we needed to be surrounded by friends at that time, and man, I just appreciate you.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, I was talking to someone just the other day that you never know. I was talking about buying houses, and you never know what that thought or that action, you know, may produce. And then, you know, I didn't think anything about it until you told me, you know, a couple of weeks ago. Never even, it didn't even cross my mind. And so, you know, and since then, I've told you as well how what you have done for my soul this year, listening to, you know, your podcast, and then, you know, with the other ones that you do, and just having personal conversation.
Yeah. Well, we're brothers, man. And I appreciate you. And I want everybody else to have the opportunity to appreciate you too, and hopefully love on you a little bit with an opportunity to assist you in the goal. And that is going to the Dominican Republic. So can you tell kind of the story of why you're going to the Dominican Republic and what this is all about?
Absolutely. Tyler was 12 year old, and my partner Taylor Barnes, he brought in his church where he's going at the time, Parkway Baptist here locally, sponsored a team to come from the Dominican Republic. So there was 12-13 boys that were able to come to the States and play 4 or 5 games, and they were able to visit Atlanta and different things. And so, you know, with that, you kind of just see the opportunities in front of you that Christ, you know, that puts there. And that kind of got me a stirring, really, thinking about it. And back in 2021, Taylor had posted something on Facebook, a picture of the boys or something, and said something about wanting to go back. And I responded with, well, let's go. Well, probably 5 or 10 minutes, maybe not that long, he calls me on the phone. And the first words out of his mouth was not hello, but don't you be messing with me. And so that started the plan for that, the 2022 trip, and trying to take 17-year-olds, 18-year-olds over then. But, you know, I never realized how busy athletes are between their junior, senior year. And so we went with two families, picked up with those same boys, young men now that were 12 and 13 when they came over. And so Tyler and Nathan played baseball with those same boys, but in the Dominican Republic. And so that created some unique relationships. Those young men still to this day text me, text Tyler, text Nathan, Taylor, even Tara and Josie. And Josie calls them her new big brothers. And so the opportunity has come up again for 24, summer 24, to 12, 13 middle school age boys. And we've got six that are going and their families. And then we're picking up Pastor Eric, who is a missionary in the Dominican Republic, that's an American. And so we're picking up his boy to play with us. And then we'll pick up 4 or 5 more from locally. So.
Love it. And you had talked about on the last one, this is not, you guys are doing all these logistics yourself, right? This isn't
correct.
So just so everybody understands that, because some people listening have probably been on a missions trip. My wife went on when you were kind enough to donate to that. She's been on several. So the flights and everything was, you know, we obviously had to pay, but all the, what time we're going to get here and how we're going to get a ride there and, you know, where are we going to stay and what are we going to do and how it's going to, all that was done. And you guys are not doing it that way through a local church or anything. You're doing it. Well, you are doing it through a local church in terms of the, where the funds go. Is that correct?
That's correct. We, you know, when we went in 22, we went with Score International, and they're, you know, they've been there for a long time. And we've have felt since then that there's other opportunities. And so Taylor had went over last spring and met Pastor Eric, and they're in the northern part of Dominican Republic, in a little outside of town, a little town called San Francisco. But we didn't realize how much Score did as far as the logistical side of it.
Right.
And so we've had to really bear down and figure out what it all looks like of the scheduling, you know, getting from, you know, Chattanooga to the Dominican Republic, where we're going to stay down there. And so we've had, you know, people that's helped us over there, but we're going over in January to kind of really nail down some things with food and where we're staying and what it's looking like in the middle of the day with, you know, lunches, bag lunches. And, you know, we're going to, you know, our main mission is to spread the word of God through baseball. I mean, we're going to play 3 or 4 games of baseball, but our primary mission is to use baseball as a tool to spread the gospel. And then we'll be feeding a couple of villages. We're not real sure, you know, who all we're going to be able to visit with. But that's the plan. And so, you know, when you step back and realize you're in charge of the schedule and you're in charge of the buses and you're in charge of getting from the hotel to the church, to the ball field, to the, it really gets overwhelming. And so we've partnered with Catoosa Baptist Tabernacle, and that's where Taylor goes to church. And they're kind of the, I guess you can say dad and mom that kind of do some of the groundwork for us and making sure all the money's collected. And they'll have some people go over for, you know, some mission stuff.
What is the schedule when you get there? What's your plan when you do get there?
Well, we'll get there on a Saturday. Sunday, we'll go to church at Pastor Eric's church, and then we'll hang out the rest of the day. We'll probably visit with some folks there, and then we'll start playing baseball. We'll probably baseball Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and we'll visit a couple of villages, one day and another on another day, and we'll give them a bag of food, which, you know, really humbles you whenever you give them a bag or a bucket, and it has rice and it has beans and it has oil and it has some other things, and that will feed them for a month, and it looks like that will feed us for a day. And so how they ration their food and versus what we do, it's really humbling to see how far that goes when you give it to them.
And then
we'll probably try to visit an orphanage, and then Friday's kind of a free day, and we'll, you know, try to hook up with some of our friends that's down there, that's in the south towards Santo Domingo. And so we'll probably do that Friday, try to visit with them.
And you also are taking whatever you can take, right? As far as bats, yes. Bat bags, balls, equipment.
Yeah. I mean, we took probably, there was probably five suitcases full of bats and catching gear and baseballs. And I think we took a dozen cases. That would be a dozen boxes of 12 baseballs over there. And it's amazing how long they will play with a baseball. It'll get down to all, I mean, there won't be any leather on it, and they'll be still playing with it. And so we take any donations. I mean, there's, you know, I'll go pick things up within reason. I can't go to California and back.
Right.
But, maybe you reach that far. I mean, I'm not sure about the 8 or 9 that listen, but maybe you'll reach, right, you know, California.
Well, so I'll just run next door to my neighbor who listens, and I'll tell Heather when she comes home, there's two right there that listen. So there's only a few more left. You're one of them. So yeah, not
we're
yet.
We're already at three.
There you go. That's about it. But I do appreciate the listening and the support. But yeah, if anybody listens to this and you know, has that opportunity, you're in Georgia, correct?
Correct. That's correct.
So logistically shipping it to Georgia, or if you know somebody or have connections, it doesn't always have to be monetary. Monetary certainly helps, but there's other things that you can do that would certainly help the mission that you guys are on. One of the things I asked you on the last one was, you're getting on a plane, you're coming home. What's the win for you? Like what, when, you know, how will you, it's going to be a successful trip no matter what. So this is kind of a hard question, but you know, you sit down in that seat on the plane and you just think to yourself, that's what I wanted. That perfect world of what do you want to achieve when you go?
Well, you know, with 13-year-old boys, young men and their families, some of them may have never been out of, you know, the state of Georgia. You know, they may have been to Florida. They may have been, you know, visiting relatives in another state, but hardly any of them's been out of the country. And so, you know, we have a couple of fundraisers for the group, and we use all that money for, you know, the extra money that each individual doesn't raise. You know, right now it's about $2,500 a person, and you're looking at a family of four. I mean, you're touching $11,000, $12,000. Pretty easy.
Yeah.
And so, and then we're, you know, the flights, you keep monitoring them, trying to figure out how and when to pull a button on it, pull a string on it. But anyway, you know, we go over there with, I'd say, a bunch of money. You know, we've raised last spring, you know, we raised like $5,000 or $6,000 in a little rec tournament, baseball tournament we did. And we'll do another one in the spring. And so we go over there with what we call a lot, and we come back with zero.
Yeah.
We leave all the money in country. I mean, we'll, you know, Pastor Eric, you know, whether he needs something done to the church, whether he needs, you know, and one of those days may be very well be that we, you know, help in a vacation Bible school, or we help in, you know, just a local community activity. But the win, if we call it a win, is when those young men sit down, and the families as well, sit down in that seat and go, I would have never been able to do this on my own.
Yeah.
And they have a deeper understanding and a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ than before they left. 7 days, 5 days in country. But you realize, because I mean, this is not my first trip out of the country. And Dominican Republic wasn't, in 2022, wasn't my first, you know, first time being out of the country. And so I knew what I was getting into. I knew what I was looking at. And so some of these families are going to be heartbroken when they see the difference between a 12-year-old living in a block room with tin on the roof with no heat, no air. They got to go to their neighbors for water. They got to go down the street, you know. And so what we take for granted, you know, when they get on that airplane, they're forever changed, and they're forever, I can't take what I have for granted anymore, you know. And it may, you know, be that one of them decides that, you know, they want to go back the next year and the next year and the next year. And so we're really, you know, starting something new, because there's not any organization that, you know, is doing ministry, I guess, kind of like SCORE up around San Francisco. You know, there's all kinds of organizations that go over there to minister, but not very many are in the northern part of Dominican Republic. Mm.
And so how much are you looking to raise? I think you just mentioned it, but how much are you looking to raise total?
Well, to be honest with you, Aaron, it's not really a number. I mean, we have each individual family will be responsible for raising money for themselves. And so we're going to put letters out asking for donations. You know, there's different things that we do as a family to raise money. And so the cost that, you know, anything over what we take as a family will be straight back into the Dominican Republic. Mm. For example, you know, we raise $15,000 as a family, and we only need $12,000 of it. We're not bringing that $3,000 back home.
Yeah.
That $3,000 will be put into a ministry, or, you know, there's been several times, like last couple of years ago when we went, we assisted in buying one of the local, you know, one of the locals there to help buy a car. And now they have their firstborn. And so, you know, giving to a vehicle wasn't a big, you know, to us. It's like, well, you know, they're able to get around right now. They don't really need a vehicle. Well, a year and a half later, now they have a son. Mm. And so, you know, we're able to assist in helping buying their car. In the past, Taylor's, you know, bus driver, maybe, you know, the house he lives in may have plumbing problems. And so Taylor had donated money to help, you know, help the bus driver get his plumbing fixed. And so, and then, you know, we'll have some interpreters that, you know, were SCORE paid employees before. Now, you know, we feel responsible for, you know, if we have an interpreter that comes from Santo Domingo or from Pastor Eric's church, you know, we want to help them out as well for assisting us. And so, you know, we'll give them some of that money. And so, I mean, you're probably looking about $12,000 per family, and then whatever else, you know, is over. And so we got five different families. And so, you know, there'll be, I think there's a link. I'm sure we'll hit this again in a few minutes, but, you know, a link on the webpage is CatoosaBaptistTabernacle.com. And there's a donate button in there, and you'll have to say Dominican Republic, or, you know, my name, Jonathan Forrester, or Taylor Barnes, you know, as in the memo. And then, you know, you donate to me. And if you say, you know, because I got a Venmo account for this. If you donate to me, and in the, you have, you know, young man, or, you know, you donate, you say, you specify for one of the other boys, then I'll give it to one of the other boys. And so, but I mean, and I talk to you about it. I mean, it's like, you know, I'm not really a quote unquote nonprofit, but, you know, if somebody wants an opportunity to give outside of the, you know, the normal, you know, Christmas Child, or, you know, Angel Tree, or whatever, if they want to do something like that, I thought, well, maybe this might be an opportunity for somebody else to give to, you know, to the game of baseball and mission and the mission of Jesus Christ in the Dominican Republic.
100%. And because you're giving it through And tell me, it's Catoosa. Is that right?
Correct.
How can you spell it? Can you spell it for me?
C. It's C A T O O S A.
Catoosa. So if they are giving through that, that could be a donation, a charitable donation, because it's through the church. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
Yeah. Because, yeah, you said you're not a nonprofit, but they are. And you're funneling through there. So, you know, for some people looking to make donations at the end of the year for tax write-off and things like that. So this is still going through a nonprofit. And I assume that would be a tax write-off as a donation.
That is correct.
Love it. Love it. Well, you've already given the links, but can you give them to me one more time? And you have a Venmo link as well. Can you give us that?
That's correct. It's my Venmo link is DR7922 is the Venmo account. And then the website is CatoosaBaptistTabernacle.com. And there's a donate button kind of middle of the page, depending on you look at it on your phone or look at it on a computer.
Okay. And then is there a notes field? I think you mentioned that. Is there a notes field where they mention what that's for? And they would, in the notes field, they would say what?
Just Dominican Republic or baseball or my name, Jonathan Forster, and or Taylor Barnes. Taylor Barnes is T-A-Y-L-O-R Barnes. And so in either way, kind of we're going to keep track of all of it, especially if things are coming in from, you know, a Tennessee address or a, you know, a Kentucky address or whatever. So we're going to keep track of it. So,
okay. Well, that's good. So those are all the links. That's the story. This is my guy. If you have the opportunity to give, again, that's why we're doing this season of giving, is to put that spotlight and platform out there for people. Man, I hope. When are you planning on going?
July 9th.
Okay.
I'm sorry. July 6th. July 6th through the 13th.
July 6th through the 13th. And that's 2024, right?
Correct. That is correct.
So we're about, math isn't very good. We're about seven and a half months. 7.5 months. See, I can do math. It's not hard. Okay. 7.5 months out. And yeah. Okay.
13 ACT is coming out.
Absolutely, man. It has served me well. That and the calculator on my phone.
That's correct.
So, well, man, we love you. Heather and I love you. The kids love you. We'll be praying for you. So you have plenty of time here to gather those things. If you're listening again, if you have access to equipment or know someone who has access to equipment that you can send and just help, you know, this vision that you have and that heartbeat that you have. Again, Heather's gone on multiple trips now, always comes back changed. And I know, you know, that that'll be the same for you. And it's just, man, it says so much about you. It doesn't surprise me because I know you, but it says so much that you're just giving and everything that you're doing is for someone else, and that's your spirit and your heart, and it's the love of Christ. And so thank you for doing that, man.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you.
All right. Appreciate you, too. Thanks for coming on, and I'm sure you and I will be talking soon. I will not contact you during the Alabama game, though, so congrats to your Tide.
That's okay. That's okay. It's going to be January 1st, and so, you know, you ain't got to worry about it until then.
All right. That sounds good. Well, I appreciate you. I'm sure we'll talk again before Christmas. Thanks for coming on. And, you know, get behind my guy. Give him the support that you can if you can.
I appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate you, too. We'll talk soon.
All right.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Unscripted Podcast with your host, Aaron Conrad, from his studio in Old Hilliard. Make sure to like, share, follow, and review on your favorite podcast platforms. Also, make sure to check out my song, Great and Mighty One, on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you find your music. We'll see you next time on Unscripted with Aaron Conrad.